بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال: بينما نحن في سفر إذ جاء رجل على راحلة له، فجعل يصرف بصره يمينا وشمالا، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كان معه فضل ظهر فليعد به على من لا ظهر له، ومن كان له فضل زاد فليعد به على من لا زاد له. فذكر من أصناف المال ما ذكره حتى رأينا أنه لا حق لأحد منا في فضل. رواه مسلم. This chapter, in its introduction, we dealt quite a bit with a lot of tafsir, a lot of detail on this concept that that travel by nature naturally necessitates us needing some sort of assistance. The mindset of Islam and the character of Islam inculcates, imbibes within us this zeal that rather than being the one who is served, we should be serving others. The spiritual benefits attached to serving others are too numerous to actually enumerate and mention. The breaking of one's pride, the quality of looking up towards others, the quality of loving for yourself what you love for others, the fact that Islam, without a doubt, encourages kindness and generosity, and that in our Shariat there are grave warnings with regards to greed, with regards to selfishness, with regards to what we call negative qualities. Now if we have this jazbah and zeal within us to serve others, then naturally we find that many of these spiritual bimaris and maladies, this is a practical medium and means by which we are cleansed of this. Which is why when our jamaats also go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the 12 things that are mentioned, don't use anybody else's thing without their permission. Try to be a source of benefit to others. The 4 points or the foundational pillars of our work of Dawat and Tabligh, the 4th point, khidmat, being a service to others. All this is actually a practical training for us. And we can see from these ahadith how these are directly extracted from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those sublime and beautiful qualities which he imbibed in the Sahaba-i-Kiram. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, just to recap, because it's a few days that passed since we touched upon the introduction of this chapter, Babu i'anati rafiq, being a form of assistance to somebody who is accompanying you on a journey. That is the chapter, the heading he brought. And he said that, as I've already touched upon this, fil bab ahadithun kathira, there are many, many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he encouraged this. Not only in Safar, all the time. When Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house. Now we find that, like I said, not only on Safar, many of us have this mindset which actually comes from Hindu culture, because our forefathers, India, Pakistan, were Hindus, and unfortunately many things that were gleaned from that culture or ritual have come into our lives also. For example, this concept or idea, husband being the master of the house, meaning that you mustn't do anything in the house, you mustn't lift a spoon, everything your wife must do for you. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did she say? Kana fi mihnati ahlihi. If you came into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would have seen and observed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was engaged in the service of his family people. So, we think husband is above doing any menial chores in the house. The greatest human being ever created by Allah. Higher than him, there is no one after Allah. When his wife describes him, Aisha radiallahu anha describes him, you would find him serving the people of the house. So Islam teaches us that we should not have this mindset, what we call khidmat lene ke jazba, khidmat dene ke jazba. We must not be looking for others to serve us, we must be looking for opportunities to serve others. Sometimes we feel that as a person progresses spiritually, becomes a spiritual elder. If we look among Sahaba, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, in his kitab, he devotes, in fact, a whole chapter to this. Very, very senior Sahaba, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, and others. After the generation of Sahaba, Tabi'een, the Salafi Saliheen, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, and others, great sages of Islam. They were spiritual, not elders, giants. When people used to seek permission from them that we want to accompany you on a journey, they used to say on one condition. You can come with us on safar on one condition. What is the condition? Rather than you serve me, you allow me to serve you. If you will allow me to serve you, then you can accompany me on a journey. So where did they get this from? Directly from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, the first hadith, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he says that there are many ahadith that have passed wherein the subject matter has already been covered. Amongst them, Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Allah will always be helping you as long as you are helping someone else. Allah will always be helping you as long as you are helping someone else. Kullu ma'rufin sadaqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every act of kindness, every act of service, every act of kindness is sadaqa. It is charity. It's mentioned, a man lifted something that was blocking the road or causing taklif to the people. On that Allah made his maghfirat. So Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once we were on a journey, a person came, he was riding a camel or conveyance, and he started looking to the left, looking to the right. Now why would somebody behave like this? Comes towards the kafla, the group that is traveling, and he's looking different directions. Ja'ala yasrifu basarahu yameenan wa shimalan. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says, this person kept on looking left, right, looking left, right. This person was in need. He was in need. Some form of poverty, some form of need. Maybe he was hungry. He needed some form of assistance. His nature, or what Islam teaches us, istighna'iyat. Don't ask from others. One of the 12 points of tabligh. Don't ask from anyone. This we learn. Allah commands us in the Quran also. We learn from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This quality of independence. But somebody not asking you doesn't mean don't help him. If it is evident he is in need, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately gleaned from the demeanor and manner of this person that he was in need. So what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, addressed the companions, those that were on the journey with him, if any one of you has a spare animal, let him give it to that person who does not have a spare animal. I remember Haji Bhai Padia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. I remember once he was making muzakara. He said one is what we call a daftari mizaj. In other words, a temperament like we find in a workplace. What is that temperament? That when you're going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, how somebody else's car can be used. How somebody else's conveyance can be used. How even if you've got your own means, look for public transport. He said that is what we call a daftari mizaj. The other is what we call nabawi mizaj. the mizaj that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. That how my wealth, my means can be used in the service of others. Now look at this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly announces to Sahaba, any one of you that has a spare conveyance, that time it would have been a camel, today it means a car, any means of transport, if you have spare, he said, give it to your brother who doesn't have. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ مَنْ لَا ظَهْرَ لَهُ. So Sahaba, they are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. One of them, some of them may have had more than one camel or more than one horse. There were those with them that were on foot. They didn't have the means. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَنْ كَانَ مَعَهُ فَضْلُ ظَهْرٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ مَنْ لَا ظَهْرَ لَهُ. Any one of you that has a spare animal, let him give it to the one who doesn't have. وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ فَضْلُ زَادٍ. Any one of you that has spare, zad is like what we, closest translation in our language would be padkos, or in other words, provision. No, more often than not, it refers to the food, etc., that we carry for a journey. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, any one of you that has spare extra, man kana lahu fadlu zadin, falyaud bihi ala man la zada lahu. Then let him give it to the one who doesn't have means, doesn't have provisions with him. From this we learn, when we sit on the dastarkhan, share your food. Particularly when you are traveling, particularly when you are out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Don't have this mindset. If you've got spare, a lot of times what we do, we pack it up and eventually goes off also. Share, this is the akhlaq of Islam. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. A Muslim should be looking around. Somebody is hungry, somebody is poor, somebody is in need. Allah has given you extra. Give it to that person. Share it. This is something, Allahu Akbar, ulama say this is the most effective means of breaking down the love of wealth in the heart. Today, one of the greatest spiritual bimaris and maladies is love for dunya, is love for wealth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this is ra'su kulli khati'a. It's the root of every evil. Every evil, hubbud dunya. So okay, we've identified it. Hubbud dunya is the root of every evil. How are you going to cure it? Easiest way we learn from hadith, easiest way we learn from the ulama, easiest way to cure love for dunya is to spend on others. Give sadaqah, give charity. Today what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, throughout the world people are suffering, on our doorsteps, in your homes, those maid servants, etc. that are working for you, instead of paying them minimal wages, pay them extra. Give the wealth. This is what will remove the bimari or the sickness of love for dunya. And what is the beauty of our shariat? What does Quran teach us? وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. When you give, when you share, when you assist on others, you got an extra conveyance, give it to some jamaat, or lend it to some jamaat if you don't want to give it. Give it to a person who doesn't have a conveyance. Assist somebody with it. You've got extra food, share it with others. You've got extra wealth, particularly when you are traveling. If you're a wealthy person, spend on others that are with you. What will happen? Your wealth going to get less? You're going to lose it? You're going to become poor? No. What does my Allah say? وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, whatever you spend on the next person, Allah takes it upon Himself to give it back to you more than what you gave. So you're not going to lose anything. You're not going to lose anything, but by spending, your pride will diminish. The jazba of being a service to others will come. And very, very importantly, the love of dunya will come out. To complete this hadith, we've run out of time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ فَضْلُ زَادٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَىٰ مَنْ لَا زَادَ لَهُ. Any one of you that has spare provisions, let him give it to the one who doesn't have provision. And then the sahabi doesn't stop at that. Actually, we've run out of time. Inshallah, we'll continue. It takes a bit more time. SubhanAllah.